The lines are open. We want you to comment on the Wild Tribute Ramadan 1430. What were your thoughts? What were your feelings? How did it affect your life? How did it inspire you? How did it make you cry? How did it motivate you? The number to dial, 011-854-1548. That's 011-854-1548. We'll also take your SMSs, 072-786-1548. That's 072-786-1548. And the email address, smr@radioislam.co.za. We've got those four winners, four weekly winners, and from them we're going to have to choose the first prize. And let me run you through what the prizes are. For the third and fourth prizes, or third and fourth places rather, they already got a slow cooker, courtesy of Honeybee, for being the weekly winners. So those who come in third and fourth from these fourth stories, they got a slow cooker, courtesy of Honeybee, for being the weekly winners. Then they also have a 450 rand voucher from Classic Creation for being the daily winners. And they get a CD, Compliments of Radio Islam with Beautiful Anashid and Nizams. So the third and fourth places, they've got the slow cooker, courtesy of Honeybee, for having won for the week and come into the last four. They've got the 450 rand Abaya voucher from Classic Creation and a CD, courtesy of Radio Islam. The one who comes in second gets a gas cooker from MG Services, the slow cooker from Honeybee for being the weekly winner, the 450 rand Abaya voucher in the CD. So the person who comes in second or the second place gets one more than the third and fourth place, and that is the gas cooker. And the overall story that wins, they get the slow cooker for being a weekly winner, the 450 rand voucher from Creative Creations for being the daily winner, the CD, 500 rand cash prize, weekend getaway at Boma St. Lucia, and a Kenwood Prospero with accessories. So look at what the first prize gets. Kenwood Prospero with accessories, weekend getaway, Boma St. Lucia, 500 rand cash prize, petrol money to go to Boma, slow cooker, 450 rand Abaya voucher, and a CD, courtesy of Radio Islam. So we go first to Lanesia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Gee, sister.
I'd like to comment on the second story.
Mm-hmm.
It was very inspirational to all because of the woman's challenges she faced. It was motivational for all the young widows and divorcees, which results in a woman of amazing courage.
Mm-hmm.
And regarding one story of the Sahaba, radiallahu anha, Umm Salama, when she was married to one of the Sahabis and he passed away in one of the battles, she cried to Allah Ta'ala saying that, Ya Allah, please give me someone better than my first husband.
Mm.
And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu came to and proposed to her after her iddat, and Hazrat Umar, but she refused all of them until Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came, and then she accepted. So, but this lady, that story we heard second, is the most inspirational from all, because yet she's still all alone and still faces many challenges without a companion or without someone by her side to support her and understand and motivate her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, jazakumullah for that, sister. Line quite bad there. The one SMS says, wow to Radio Islam for the wow tribute. Wow to Radio Islam for the wow tribute. And another one, a bit cheeky, I hope men have learned how to appreciate women by now after listening to all these stories. Let me tell you something. I'll let you in on a bit of a secret. I'm not talking about myself, but I'm talking about some people I know. They were crying. As grown men, they were crying. Let's go to Stenerton. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Ji apa.
I think it's the third one.
You think it's the third one, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it's a very sad story. It's I don't think every woman can make sabr for that. It was really a very sad thing because she lost all her children. She's making dua for them to grow up and be with her again, inshallah. Allah Pak accept her dua. And then she had breast cancer. She had the husband divorced her. So it was really a lot of things that she went through. 16 years, her mother passed away when she was still young. She lost her sister, her son was also, her sister's son was also drowned in fishing trip. So it was really a lot of things that she went through, and she made sabr, so I challenge her for everything.
Okay, Appa. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We go to Binoni now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Gee, sister.
Gee, you know, like you're saying, we, like sometimes we've got such little problems, and like to us it seems a hell of a lot. But just listening to all these stories is an eye-opener. There are so many people out there who are suffering. We should make shukr for what we have. And another thing, Mulana Suleiman Rawat, is all of you who still have your parents out there, do as much as you can for them. You will never regret. I haven't got both my parents I've lost. And from all these stories, you realize how important our parents are to us. We have learned a hell of a lot to say, make shukr for what we have, because there are so many people out there who are going through so much more.
Okay, sister. Jazakumullah for that. Yes, that was the whole idea behind the WOW tribute, for people to realize that these women who sit at home, it's not that they're just sitting at home and fiddling with their thumbs and they don't have anything to do. They are fulfilling a very, very, very important role in society. A key role, which if they abandon, it's to the detriment not only of that house, but society as a whole. Let's go now to Lanesia. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam.
Gee, sister.
I just want to say that story number 3 should win, because she endured a hell of a lot in her life. And I just want to say that the father who took his 4 children away from the mother, one day, inshallah, she will be reunited with her children, and her children will be reunited with the mother. It's very hard for children to grow up without a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Believe you me, I know. I've been there. I'm saying this because I have a mother who is still loving, but I don't have a mother. And I make dua that one day I will also get the love. I will get the love that I never ever received from my mother till this day. So I make dua for that woman who lost her children to the father, that they will receive, they will get their mother's love, and they will give the love that she deserves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To her children and the children to her mother.
Okay, Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, I'm looking at the SMSs and it's split. It's all over the show. Some are saying week 1, some are saying week 2, some are saying week 3, some are saying week 4. And it just, I think that should give you an indication on how difficult it was for the panel when they had to make the decision in terms of who was to be the overall winner. We go now to Stanga. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, let's go to Peter Madden. G, is that the sister from Stanga?
Yes, I'm here.
G, go ahead.
I just would like to say that I think that story number 4 should be a winner, because from a tender age right up till this age, she's still working and she's still sacrificing and she's making so much of qurbani. I believe she even has lost her husband recently. So I think, you know, she's given great sacrifice, losing her sons as well, and making so much of sabr. She has really inspired me, as I'm also going through so many things, and it's a great inspiration, motivation for me. So I really think story number 4 should win.
Okay, Jazakumullah. I just want to throw out a challenge to the guys out there. Come on, I know you guys were crying. I've heard all the stories. Let's get one or two of the men on the line and let them tell us what they are thinking about the WOW tribute throughout Ramadan. We're not only talking about these 4 stories that have made it. I think we're gonna just allow the lines to be open for a short while longer so that we can get some of the men coming through. To Robert Shum we go. Assalamu alaikum.
Wombats,
gee.
No, Manana, I think it's very difficult to actually make a decision. Each one had their own experience, and I don't think even just what they told to us, it's probably not even half of what they really experienced. But Manana, it really is an eye-opener. My sisters both went through a divorce, but alhamdulillah, they both happily married. And I think it just makes you realize there are so much more difficulties out there than what you realize. And may Allah make it easy for all of them, and Allah allow them to get happiness in their lives, inshallah.
Ameen. Jazakumullah for that, sister. I think we go now to Binoni. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Gee, sister.
I'd just like to say the story, I think it's number 3, where the woman's children had been separated from her. That was very, very touching. And by listening to this, I realized that our problems are smaller and every home has a problem. I remember the story of a lady who lost her child, and she asked why, and I'll just give you the brief description, where they said, go to a home who could give you a mustard seed that has no problems, and no one could give her that mustard seed because every home had a problem. And a woman endures pain from the time she's given birth to a child, and I think till a mother goes in the grave, that's the last time where she will be resting in peace. Every woman has pain in her life, and my heart goes to all the women and everyone who has a problem. Allah is with you, and our du'as are all with you. Jazakallah. We learned a lot from this program.
Jazakumullah, sister. Now we go to Azadville, and before we just go to Azadville, somebody says, I hope this will be an eye-opener to all those young girls who, after a little hardship, opt for divorce. Look at what these women were prepared to go through. Somebody wants to know who wins the prize, the person who wrote the story or the person with regards to whom the story was written. Obviously, the person with regards to whom the story was written, because they have made all the sacrifice. Caller from the Azadville, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, Hazrat Maulana.
Ji, Hazrat, farmaye.
Alhamdulillah. I was listening to the stories, mashallah.
Ji.
And all are wonderful, you know, heart-touching. And I think that story number four, man.
Story number four, eh?
Ji.
There are many votes coming in for story number four, but then story number two is getting many votes. Story number three is getting many votes. I think even, you know, the world's best chartered accountants will be spinning with this one in terms of all the numbers.
Yes,
okay, jazakumullah.
Right.
Assalamu alaikum. We go now to Mpumalanga. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Nobody on the line. Who's next, Maulana Arafat? Let's just go to line one. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, sister, from where are you calling?
Johannesburg.
Ji.
Okay, I think the third story is very emotional and very inspirational.
Mm-hmm.
It taught me to be grateful for what Allah has blessed me with. That is my three sons, who are normal and healthy. Yet daily we go on shouting and screaming at them. This lady had a blind and handicapped child. A great lesson I've learned is never to take someone for granted, and we should hold every person close to your heart, because you might wake up one day and realize that you have lost a diamond while you were too busy collecting stones. Jazakallah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, sister, jazakumullah for that call. Mulana, it's Arafat, not Duguza. Let's go to Stenga. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam.
Chiapa.
How are you, Malana?
Alhamdulillah.
I just want to say that all the stories of the woman of Wow were really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We must take the example of the Sahaba's woman. What sacrifices they made. Hamza radiallahu, she gave her four sons in the path of Allah. That woman whose husband was gone out in the path of Allah, she lost the child. When he came home, she let him eat, have a nice night, sleep, everything, and next day she told they lost the child, isn't it? So amazing, a woman goes through so much. That is why Allah Ta'ala has made a woman so special. Let us all appreciate and make dua for all the women who are going through all difficulties in today's times. It's all taste from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah reward everybody.
Okay, sister, jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum. Let me run through some of the SMSs very quickly. This one says, no matter how many times over we listen to the same story, there's something new to learn each time. These stories are so touching, heartbreaking, and it makes you realize that no matter what difficulties you are put through, there are people out there that go through worst. Allah is there for us all. Then we go this one. Brothers, I'm still waiting for the brothers. Come on, we want to hear how you cried and how much you cried. And one brother told me, Maulana, I'm very upset with you. I said, why is that? He said, when I come home, my wife is crying, my mother is crying, my sister is crying. It's all snot and trana because of the Wow tribute. Let's go to Robert Shim. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Gee, sister.
Maulana, I think definitely story number two.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense that this lady doesn't have a husband in her old age, and then she's at an age where she's suffering from osteoporosis, and yet she's looking after her two daughters who are ailing from deteriorating eyesight. I know her personally.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever we go, she's always got the two daughters on her arm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an age where, normally in your old age, the children give their parents support, but this woman's still looking after her two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's phenomenal, and she does it with a smile.
Mm-hmm. Okay, jazakumullah for that, sister. We've got a brother on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Ji, my brother.
Mulana, I think all the men are busy crying. That's why they can't get through.
You're speaking from experience, my good brother?
Yeah, I just put the tissues down now.
You just put the tissues down.
I just want to say, jazakallah, it was a lovely, excellent program.
Mm-hmm.
The brother was right who spoke earlier on, when you come home and you hear your wife's stories.
Mm.
But alhamdulillah, I think we've all learned an exceptional lesson, and it probably makes every guy just wants to pick up the phone and speak to his mother.
Anyway, let's go to the next brother on the line from, okay, it's a sister from Benoni. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Mulana,
I just want to say jazakallah for the wow. It's really opened our eyes. And I want to tell all the women out there that Allah Ta'ala only puts you through a test because He loves you. And your reward only lies with Allah Ta'ala. And remember that Allah Ta'ala is always your protection friend. Also, I want to say, Mulana, we must always make sabr and shukr. And
oh, we seem to have lost that sister. Sorry for that, sister.
Our children. Okay. Also, Mulana, I'd like to say that I hope that the lady of the third story, I hope her husband is listening so he realizes that what a gem he actually lost. Jazakallah.
Jazakumullah for that. Let's go to the... Okay, let's go to some of SMSs. There are so many SMSs here. I can't read through all of them. This one says, the strength of a woman can never be underestimated. My heart goes out to the sister who had lost custody of her children. May Allah grant her sabr. This one says, story number two. That one says, story number two. Another one says, story number two. This one says, story number four. Ish, it's all over the show, yeah. We go to Peter Maritzburg. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum salam, Marana.
How are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, dear duas.
Gee, speak to me.
Easiest way is for the people, they're not going to win the car. Whoever got sad, what you call feelings about the people, give them at least 10 rand ED.
10 rand ED, yeah.
The balance of the, what you call, people that go enter for the competition, you know. Minimum. Right? You put that on there so they all can be happy too. We will definitely appreciate the sacrifice.
And you sponsoring the 10 bucks.
Inshallah,
okay, my brother. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, I think we'll leave it there, Mulana Arafat. Are there any other callers on the line? We'll just leave it there because now we're running out of time.